美国国防部长 Leon Panetta 去了。
And the Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta was there.
目前只剩下4000多军队在那边。
There are about 4,000 troops still in there.
应该年底也撤得回来。
Perhaps by the end of the year, they will all return.
这九年的里面，最高的时候超过20万大军在伊拉克。
In those 9 years, at the highest number of troops, we had about 200,000 troops there.
这九年里面，4500多人阵亡。
In those 9 years, 4,500 people died.
30,000的伤兵
and 30,000 who are hurt.
这些还不包括心灵受伤的跟家庭破裂的。
But those numbers do not include those who have gone through trauma and also family problems.
在那天的撤军军旗典礼，在这张照片的里面，军旗已经裹起来。
In this particular picture, the banner and the flags are raised up.
却没有一个旗帜说 mission accomplished, 任务达成。
But there is no banner saying mission accomplished.
也没有得胜。
And there is no word saying triumph.
这就是这九年的投资。
That's the investment.Of those 9 years.
就这样吗？
Is that all?
这是一个和平的世界吗？
Is this a peaceful world?
好不好？我们一起来读今天要读的圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible passage that we are going to read.
如果你11月底在感恩节在我们的中间，一直到现在，你这一段的圣经应该会背了。
If you have been with us since Thanksgiving,You can probably memorize this passage.
我们好不好？今天人太多哈，我们就坐着念，好不好？
Let us read together, sitting down.
我念中文，蔡牧师念英文，大家可以跟着一起来。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The seal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
今天我们还要念在以弗所书的第二章从14节到17节。
We're going to also read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 to 17.
但14节的中文它底下括弧的里面翻的应该是更准确。
And in the Chinese translation, the one in the bracket is more accurate translation.
我们就一起来。
Let us read.
因他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace.Who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
By setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one new humanity,Out of the two, thus making peace.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。 并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
好不好？我们一起再接着祷告，来到他话语的面前。
Let us pray together as we draw close to his word.
主，我们相信你自己的圣经的启示是真实的。
Father, we believe that the revelation of your word is truth.
你的降生，你成功的工作是肯定的。
Your birth and your accomplishment is firm.
我们年复一年在这边庆祝圣诞。
Year after year, we celebrate Christmas.
是在这边宣告你为我们降生。
Is to proclaim that you were born for us.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你已经成就了和平。
You have accomplished peace.
而且你自己就是那个和平。
Indeed, you are the peace.
而且你来传和平的福音。
And you come to preach the gospel of peace.
所以我们也一起来传和平的福音。
So we also preach the gospel of peace.
但愿今天这个和平平安临到我们的众人。
May the peace of God come upon us.
让这些配得的就得着你的平安。
Among those who are worthy, receive your peace.
奉耶稣基督尊贵的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在刚刚读的以弗所书的第二章有这三点。
In Ephesians, the passage we just read, there are three main points.
但是今天的时间有限，只讲一点。
Because of the time limitation, we're going to talk on one particular main point.
这三点是头一个，他就是我们的平安。
The main point is that he is our peace.
而且在腓立比书第二章说他为我们成就平安。
In Philippians, it says that he has accomplished peace for us.
而且他自己能够来传，来到地上来传平安的福音。
And he came to preach the gospel of peace.
刚刚在第四节的地方，中文的翻译，它在括弧的里面跟英文是一样的，说到他就是我们的平安。
In verse 14, it says here that he is our peace.
但是读中文的圣经呢，是说这边翻译成和睦，是的，它原来就是平安。
And in the Chinese, it says more like harmony.
在希伯来文叫做 shalom.
In Hebrew, the word is shalom.
如果我们有犹太人的同事或者老板，你见到他就说 shalom.
If we have some Jewish colleagues, we would see them and greet them with shalom.
如果你有希腊人的同事，你就跟他们说 Eirene.
And if you have colleagues from Greece, then you will say Eirene.
那如果你中国人的朋友呢，你就比较麻烦，你可以说和睦。
But if you have Chinese colleagues, then you might say harmony.
或者和平平安。
Or peace, safety.
和谐相和。
Harmony,compatible.
虽然有这么多的翻译，
even though there are many translations to the word peace,
我们常常觉得如果在夫妻之间，人跟人之间，国跟国，族跟族之间，
if between nations and between husband and wife and ethnic groups,
是不是没有矛盾的，没有表面的，貌合神离的，就叫做平安呢？
Does it mean that we just have superficial harmony that infers peace?
以下的英文比较难翻的，中国人说夫妻同床异梦。
And in Chinese, it means strange bedfellows.
夫妻应该相敬如宾，好像客人一样。
Between husband and wife, we should be courteous with mutual respect like guests.
但是我们常常那个冰变成一个冰冷的冰。
But oftentimes the word guest is we use the same sound in the Chinese, which means ice.
夫妻的关系 或者是冷战，但还好还好，但不如热战，相敬如宾，阿兵哥的兵。
But if the word "兵" in Chinese it means soldiers, that we actually at war with each other.
所以无论是冷战，无论是热战
，whether it's cold war or hot war，
我们很可能貌合神离的，尽量回避跟对方讲话，跟对方见面。
We might be dubious against each other and avoid one another.
因为见面就要吵吵闹闹，不如不见面。
And if we see each other and we only have quarrel, we might as well not see each other.
连英文也有这样的讲法，把它扫在地毯底下就没事了。
And in English, we can say that you suppress it or you sweep it under the rug.
或者我们人跟人中间用政治手腕。
Or use some kind of political maneuvering.
如果你这回帮我，我下回或许也帮你一点。
If you help me today, perhaps in the future I'll help you back.
如果你对我的建议你反对，下次反你所提的，我偷反对。
If you oppose my suggestion, whatever you are going to suggest, I'm going to oppose.
我记得我以前在另外一个教会里面有一个执事，人家无论提什么他都反对。
I remember in my former church there's a deacon, whatever other people suggested, he would oppose.
那到后来我们变成一个笑话。
And in the end it was like a joke.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在以弗所书这边说到平安或者和平乃是一个人。
Brothers and sisters, in Ephesians, in this passage, peace is a person.
在这个人的里面才有可能平安和平。
Only in this person can there be peace.
他就是圣诞节的主角，主人翁，就是那位和平之君。
He is the main character of Christmas, the Prince of Peace.
在这个人身上，你看见什么叫做与神相合、与人相合、与自己相合
？In him, we understand what it means to be reconciled with God, reconciled with one another, and indeed reconciled with oneself.
如果昨天晚上庆祝圣诞夜的时候您在的话
，If you were here last night,
那个平安、那个和平。是在一个范围里面，那个范围就是在基督里。
Peace is within a certain circumscription, and that is Christ.
你说我们夫妻在还没有结婚的时候就已经交友，真的充满了激情，想起他来心跳手发出汗。
When we are dating and when we think about our dates, we might get our hearts are pumping and so on.
结婚之后。别人夫妻吵吵闹闹，冷战热战，咱们一定不会。
And if we are to get married, other people may quarrel, but between us, we won't.
如果各位结婚超过五个月以上，还是跟做情侣一样，我恭喜你。
If you have been married for over 5 months and you treat each other like during the courtship, I congratulate you.
如果他们都没有事，我们牧师也没事了。
And there's no problem with all of you. There's no need for pastors here.
为什么一个两个最相爱的人会变成这种情形呢？
How come two people in love with one another develop into such hatred?
很快的复习一下昨天晚上提到的。
I'll just go briefly over what we learned yesterday.
当我们的救主降生的时候，天使说在至高之处荣耀归给神。
You know, when the Christ was born, the angels proclaimed that glory to God in the highest.
地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And peace on earth to those his favor rests.
不是每一个人。
Not everyone.
对不起，我这样开玩笑，我们很习惯上了台就说大家平安。
Sometimes, you know, we would greet one another with peace.
那我记得我很多年没有回亚洲，二十几年之后回亚洲到了餐厅也好，到了百货店也好，一进去许多很漂亮的小姑娘就说这个欢迎光临。
After leaving Taiwan for 20 some years, I returned, and then those ladies would greet me saying that, welcome!
到了教会就大家平安。
And in the church, peace to all.
但是从昨天晚上到今天，如果你仔细思想的时候，平安乃归给神所喜悦的人。
And from last night to today, God's peace comes upon those His favor rests.
所以在圣经的里面，平安有一个特别的定义，乃是与神相合。
So peace has a definition, it means reconciliation with God.
而且有个特别的范围，是必须，而且只有在基督里。
And it is only found in Jesus Christ.
如果一对夫妻彼此相爱，而且他们有神在他们的家里面。
If a couple loved one another, and they have God in the midst,
我们说人间的三角恋爱是不好的。
We say that if there's a love between three people among people, then it's not good.
但在基督徒的婚姻跟家庭的里面，必须是三角恋爱。
But for Christian marriage, it should be a love among three people.
因为夫妻在两边，上面是神。
And husband and wife at the bottom of the triangle, and the third person is God himself.
这两个人跟神靠近的时候，他们两个就靠近。
And when two people, husband and wife, draw close to God, and they will be close to one another.
他们两个相，如果跟神相远的时候，他们这个三角形就很大。
And when they become distant from one another, the triangle grows bigger.
每年买钻戒也不见得会 work.
Even if you purchase a big diamond ring every year, it may not work.
以前送 Honda, 现在要送 Lexus.
In the past, you might give gifts, Honda as a gift. Now you may have to give Lexus.
我不敢再讲下去，免得给他们有 wrong idea.
I don't want to continue to say this, otherwise we'll give you a wrong idea.
虽然救恩、和平、平安是有范围的，
even though salvation and peace has a limit,
但是神面对他所爱的、他所造的世人，
but God facing the people he created,
他说人人都可以进到在基督里的范围。
He welcomed everyone to enter in Christ.
我记得以前我在台湾台北的时候，有一个区叫大安区。
I remember when I was in Taipei, there was a place called Big Peace.
如果说在那个大安区的学童可以有免费午餐营养午餐吃。
And if you are part of the citizen in Big Peace City, and then you will receive free lunch.
那别的区呢，中山区啊，中正区的就很不高兴。
But if you are from another district to come to this place, you receive no such free lunch.
那但是有一件事情说，只有在大安区的学童有营养午餐。
But only if you are, you know, a citizen of Great Peace City, then you receive the free lunch.
后面还有一个就是人人都可以搬到大安区。
But there's one more saying that we welcome you to move to our city.
所以要不要搬到这个区是在于您。
So whether you want to become citizen of Great Peace City is really up to you.
所以在这边耶稣基督所成就的平安是在一个人的里面，在耶稣基督的身上。
So the peace God established is in Christ.
也是使我们这些原来不相属、不会有交情的人，我们造成一个新人，我们在这个新人的里面。
And all of us who initially are alienated to one another, but now we can become one.
如此便成就了和睦平安。
And through this, we accomplished peace.
到底这位耶稣基督，他是怎样的一位和平之子呢？
What kind of Prince of Peace is our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们几个礼拜前讲到他的能力的时候，也讲过这个故事。
Few weeks ago, we talked about his power. I shared this particular story.
是耶稣基督跟他的门徒在加利利的风浪的里面。
Jesus and his disciples were in the midst of storm.
他的门徒吓死了，就叫，看见耶稣在船底下睡觉。
The disciples were very fearful.But they noticed that Jesus was sleeping in the boat.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，朋友们，如果你睡觉睡不好，你需要这样的一个主， 在你的船底底下睡觉。
Brothers and sisters, if you have problems sleeping, you need to have our Lord Jesus Christ in you.
那天他们把这个老师请到船上之后，耶稣基督对着大风大浪说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
So they woke up Jesus Christ, and Jesus said, "Be still."
这个是耶稣基督的能力，更是他的平安。
It shows the power of Jesus Christ, and it also shows the peace of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在约翰福音十四章那边，他已经最后要跟他的门徒道别，准备受死的时候。
In John 14, it recorded about Jesus bidding farewell to his disciples.
他的门徒不了解。
The disciples did not understand.
他的门徒心里忧愁。
And they were very sad and distressed.
主耶稣说，我留下我的平安给你们。
But Jesus said, peace I give unto you.
我把我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
And the peace I give to you is different from the world can give to you.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Let not your heart be distressed and not be fearful.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你听过这样的声音吗？
Have you heard this voice?
在你最大的困难的时候，他对你说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
In your greatest difficulties, Jesus said, "Calm, be still."
就在这中间，他说：“我赐你的平安，我赐你的喜乐，跟世界上的不一样。”
Here Jesus said, "I am your peace, I am your joy. It's nothing the world can offer you."
他可以解决你的难题，他可以改变环境。
He can change the circumstances. He can change your world.
有些时候，他不一定要去改变外面客观的困难，他里面就能赐你平安。
Sometimes he did not change the objective circumstances around you, but he gives you inner peace.
耶稣基督在地上的最后一个礼拜。
During the final week of Jesus Christ on earth,
我们从圣诞节一下就跳到他最后的受难周。
From Christmas, now we jump to Easter during the Passion Week.
他叫他的门徒去问人家借要一个驴子。
He sent his two disciples to get a donkey.
而且是个小驴子。
It is a young donkey.
当时的罗马帝国的军队和将军。
In that time, the emperor and also generals in the Roman Empire,
他们在一个征战里面得胜的时候。
In the victory march of the war,
他骑着高头大马。
They usually ride on big horses.
他的军队武装整齐，跟着他后面走。
And the troop marching behind.
在后面的是掳来的所有的掳物。
And behind all the troops are those they have captured.
而且还抓来的对方的敌军抓来的俘虏。
And the spoil as well as people that they captured.
把用一根铁链从这个地方穿过去，这个肩胛骨穿过去。
And they are chained by iron chain.
所以在这个铁链的里面，后面一大堆的俘虏逃也逃不掉。
And those who are captured, they cannot run away.
当这位万王之王、万主之主降世，而且马上要上十字架的时候。
When the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when he was about to be crucified,
他叫他的门徒给他搞一个小驴驹子。
He asked his disciples to prepare for him a little donkey.
有些时候我们要出来做礼拜的时候，
Sometimes we come out to attend service.
我们家里面的老板太太就说你穿这样不大像样子吧。
Our boss at home, our wives, and will tell us that, hey, you should dress more properly.
我相信主耶稣骑驴驹子进耶路撒冷，那真不好看。
I believe when Jesus was riding on a little donkey, it doesn't fit.
穷酸。
It just reflects poverty.
在那边，那个低微 让人瞧不起。
Very humble.
但是就在这个里面。
But in his humility,
他正在应验500年前先知撒加利亚说那位要来的君王是骑着驴驹子的。
He fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah made 500 years ago that the king will come riding on a donkey.
耶稣基督一点都不在乎他骑在什么东西的上面。
Jesus Christ cared not what he rode on.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
无论什么样的将军，什么样的君王，他能立他们，他能废他们。
Indeed, he can establish kings, he can abolish them.
但是当他进耶路撒冷的时候，他就是骑在驴驹上面，告诉你他是和平之君。
But when he entered Jerusalem, he rode on a little donkey, signifying that he is the prince of peace.
没有，就在当时，很多人夹道欢呼，把自己的衣服脱下来铺在地上。
When there were a lot of people welcoming Jesus and putting down their clothes on the floor,
代表复活的棕树枝在里面庆祝，好像他们的这个祝棚节的时候一样。
And they shake the palm leaves just like during the tabernacle times.
他们说：“何塞纳，归给大卫的子孙。”
Hosanna, glory to the son of David.
你说骑驴子还不错，还蛮光彩的哈。
So even though he was riding on a little donkey, he received such welcome.
一个礼拜之内。
But within a week.
事实上四天之内。
In fact, only 4 days.
这些夹道欢呼的人说钉他十字架。
Those who welcome him now said, crucify him.
他就被人挂在十字架上。
And he was nailed on the cross.
他有一个门徒叫做彼得。
One of his disciples is a Peter.
也不晓得他的 Chinese 功夫从哪里学来的。
We don't know where he learned his Chinese 功夫。
他拔出刀来，就朝着大祭司的仆人一刀砍下去，把耳朵砍掉一个。
He took out his sword and then cut off the ear of one of the servants.Of the high priest.
如果有人要抓蔡牧师，我要砍他的敌人，我不会砍耳朵了。
If someone want to kill Pastor King Fei, it won't be just his ear.
我要救他，那是他刀术不大好。
He said because he didn't cut well.
结果耶稣跟他说，收刀入鞘吧，因为动刀的就要死于刀。
But Jesus said, put the sword back.Those who use the sword will die by the sword.
弯下腰去把那个大祭司仆人的右耳把它放回去。
He knelt down and picked up the right ear and put it back on the servant of the high priest.
你觉得可笑不可笑？
Isn't that laughable?
这就是这位和平的君。
This is the Prince of Peace.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候。
When he was nailed on the cross,
他的头一句话说：“父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的，他们不知道。”
The first saying he uttered was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
这边说的他们是谁啊？
Who are they?
这些是把这么长的长钉钉在他的手上，钉在他的脚上，把他钉在十字木头上的人。
Those are the people who nailed on his hand and his feet.
他说赦免他们，他们所做的他们不知道。
But Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
当我自己的父亲还是一个非常骄傲的无神论者的时候，
When my father was a proud atheist,
他也跟我妈妈都是喜欢看电影。
Both him and my mother, they love to watch movies.
他们有一段时间，所有好的电影都看完了。
There was a point they watched all the good movies.
看到有个耶稣传，没办法，只好也去看看。
And then there's a movie on called Jesus film, and then they said, "Oh, I might as well watch this."
当时我的父亲说，我根本就没有上帝，如果有的话，我就是。
My father said there is no God in this world, and if there is, then I am he.
但是当他看见那个电影，耶稣钉在十字架上说，父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的，他们不知道的时候。
But when he finished watching the movie, especially hearing Jesus saying that, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they were doing.
他心里面受了很大的震撼。
So he was overwhelmed.
过了几年之后，他信了主，他说，那天我看的耶稣基督讲的那句话，把我里面所受的感受讲出来。
A few years later, he became a Christian, and he remembered a few years ago he watched that particular movie and his own experience.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我昨天讲过，今天再讲一次，在圣诞佳节只有一个主题。
Brothers and sisters, I said yesterday, and I'm saying it today, in Christmas there is only one theme.
就是耶稣基督这个人。
It is Jesus Christ himself.
在我们的教会的里面，我们对传这个宗教，这个 religion 没有太大的兴趣。
In our church, we have no interest in spreading this religion.
我们所传的是你必须跟耶稣基督有一个关系 relation.
But what we preach or what we share is about relationship with Jesus Christ.
我记得周主培老牧师以前讲过。
I remember Pastor Moses Chow used to say.
他说我有人说我每个礼拜都到教堂去。
Someone says that I go to church every week.
我听到听了很多很多。
I've listened to so many sermons.
周老牧师说，如果在教堂里面坐的最久的，就是最好的基督徒的话。
And Pastor Chow said that if the one who sits longest in the church is the best Christian,
那教堂的椅子应该是最好的基督徒。
Then the best Christians.Are the pews in the church?
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不要只是参加一个 religion.
Dear brothers and sisters, don't just join a religion.
你必须跟这位救主，这位和平之子有一个关系。
But you need to establish a relationship with Jesus Christ.
2006年有一本书，有一个电影。
In 2006, there was a book published and also made into a movie.
我中文我不晓得电影的翻译，我把它翻译叫《矛枪的末端》。
And the title is The End of the Spear.
这边说到有五个年轻人，他们是惠顿大学毕业的。
Talk about five young people graduates of Wheaton College.
他们为主热心。
They were fervent for the Lord.
他们愿意做宣教士。
They became missionaries.
到那些从来没有福音传过的地方。
They went to a place where the gospel has never reached.
他们心里面受的感动，要到南美的亚马逊河流域的热带雨林里面跟一种人传福音。
They were called to minister to a tribal people in the Amazon forest.
他们是Akan Indian.
They were Akan Indians.
或者他们叫做 Wadinis. 这些、这个族人从来没有到外面文明的世界来过。
Or they are called the Wadinis, and they have never have contact with civilization.
这最中间的他叫做 Jim Elliot, 埃杰米。
In the middle of the five people is Jim Elliot.
那在右手边，右边第二个，他叫做 Nate Saint.
The second on the right is Nate Saint.
他们就在那边筹钱买到一个小飞机 Piper.
And they raised money and they had a little aircraft.
父亲跟孩子一起在整修这个飞机。
And a father and son.They were repairing this aircraft.
当他们五个人要出发到那边去的时候
，and when the five of them decided to fly into the Amazon forest,
他们的孩子跟在地上跑道追随他的父亲的飞机
，and their children running behind them and waving goodbye to the plane.
他们拆船宣教的方法，他们是这样的想的。
And the strategy of mission work was
跟这些没有文化的，甚至于食人族，要怎么传福音呢？
How are you going to share the gospel to these headhunters?
所以他们就飞这个小飞机，飞到他们的地区，丢一些可以吃的东西，跟他们表示亲善。
So they flew overhead and dropped down presents to express friendliness.
所以他们这样的飞也飞了好几次。
And they have done that for a number of times.
慢慢，他们看见他们丢下去的东西也被捡走。
And then later they noticed that what they dropped down were picked up.
所以他们终于胆子大了，就把他们的飞机降在河谷的边上。
And finally they decided to land the aircraft on their riverside.
却不晓得在丛林的里面有这一般的 Aucan Indian 的武士 warrior 在那边偷看他们。
Little did they know there were Aucans hiding behind the bush watching them.
当他们五个人从飞机上下来的时候，
And when the five of them came down from the aircraft,
这些武士就带着长矛从丛林里面冲出来。
And these tribal people with the spears came out from the bush.
他们这五个人手上有枪。
And the five missionaries, they were holding pistols.
他们是准备到亚马逊河的里面，如果有野兽的话，也可以保护自己。
They were saying that they were thinking that in case they meet some beast, they can use their pistols to kill the beast.
所以当这些印第安人冲上来的时候，手上拿着长矛。
And when these Indians came toward them with the long spear,
他们就不用他们手中的枪。
They decided not to use their pistols.
就在 the end of spear, 这枪矛的末端，一个一个被戳死。
They died at the end of their spear.
1956年，在美国是一个大震撼的事情。
1956, there was a very alarming news.
因为死得不明不白。
Because these people died for what?
这些爱耶稣的人。去的都不值得。
They went to a place to love the people for the sake of Christ, but these people are not worthy of that love.
福音还没有传半句，就惨死在他的长枪底下。
They didn't even get a chance to utter a single word of the gospel, and they died at the end of the spears.
但是，故事没有停在这个地方。
But the story did not end there.
他们这五个人的遗照
The widows of these five young men
中间右边第二位是刚刚我提到的 Nate Saint
And on the second one on the right is Nate Saint
这是他们临行之前照的、在飞机前面照的
And this is before they took off a picture taken during that time
这个爸年轻的爸爸叫做 Nathan
And the father is Nathan
他的太太姊妹叫做 Rachel
And the wife is Rachel
如果你看得清楚的话一女一儿那个小儿子叫做 Steve
And if you notice there are two children The son is called Steve
在他们的父亲被刺死之后
And after the five fathers died
Rachel sent 就带着全家进到这个雨林
Rachel Saint went back into the rainforest.
不光是他 ，Jim Elliot 埃杰米的太太叫做 Elizabeth Elliot.
Elizabeth Elliot, the wife of Jim Elliot, also went with her.
带了两岁大的女儿 Valerie.
Taking with her 2-year-old Valerie.
从1956年到1990年。在他们的中间学他们的语文
From 1956 all the way to the 90s to learn their language
为他们造文字
Help them to establish a language
再把圣经翻成他们的文字
And then translated the Bible into their written language
这是 Rachel Sand 在过世之前就在那个丛林里面最后的照片。
This is the last picture of a Rachel saint in that rainforest.
结果当年他爸爸要飞走之前，那个小小的儿子叫做 Steve。
The little boy Steve, when he was watching father on the plane,
他也成长在这个热带雨林里面。
He also grew up in this rainforest.
把福音传给这些 Aucan Indians.
He spread the gospel to these Aucan Indians.
在他的右手边，这个人叫做敏开伊。
On his right is a man called Minkai.
就是刺死他父亲的那个武士。
Minkai was the one who killed Nate Saint.
让你看得更清楚一点。
And a little bit bigger picture.
在这个事情的之后五十年
,50 years afterward,
Steve 邀请 Minkai 到美国。
Steve invited Minkai to America.
有记者访问这个当年用长矛枪刺死这五个宣教士的 Minkai.
A reporter interviewed Minkai.
说你们现在还住在那个雨林那个 jungle 里面吗？
Are you still living in that rainforest?
他用土人的话说，是的，我们还住在那个雨林里面，但是我们不再住在那个仇恨跟愤怒里面。
He uses tribal language saying that, yes, we are still living in that rainforest, but we are no longer living in the hatred of that rainforest.
有人问，你怎么能够跟一个杀你父亲的人勾肩搭背呢？
Someone asked Steve, how can you befriend the person who killed your father.
他说，没有人杀我的父亲，我们的父亲们是自己为主舍上生命的。
Steve said that no one killed our fathers, but rather they gave up their lives.
在 Steve 写的这本书2006年，而且拍成了电影里面。
In this book, published 2006 and made into a movie,
他说杀我父亲的人成为我的家人。
Steve said that the one who killed my father became my family member.
他带明凯义到美国来。
He brought 明凯义 to America.
特别到西岸的 Portland 去看 Jim Elliot 弟弟全家。
Especially brought him to Portland and to see Jim Elliot's brother and family.
这些照片的里面有那五位寻道的宣教士的家人跟他们的后代。
So in this picture you can see those missionaries and their the missionaries of descendants.
看不见。这是 Jim Elliot 的日记，读经的笔记。
And this is the diary of Jim Elliot.
不晓得为什么上面的中文出不来。
The Chinese didn't come out.
他说他不是一个傻瓜。
And he said he is no fool.
他付出了他不能永远留着的生命。
To give what he cannot keep.
他得着了永远不能失去的东西。
To gain what he cannot lose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
The end of the spear.
The end of the spear.
矛枪的尽头
The end of the spear.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的朋友
Friends.
这是和平之君生命的彰显
This is the life of the Prince of Peace.
愿神赐福给你
May God bless you.